Recorded Books presents Sisters with a Side of Greens by Michelle Stimpson. Narrated by Susan Spain. For sisters everywhere of every kind, may we love ourselves and each other gently. Chapter 1. Rose. Some days you wake up and you're supposed to feel different, but you don't. Take, for example, your birthday, your anniversary, the first day of the year. You want to be excited, but it's just another day, like all the days before it. I mean, it's definitely a blessing that most of the days in my 59 years of life were just normal. No big, huge, breath-snatching tragedies. Unless you count the day my husband left me for another woman, which I do not count as a tragedy, because the truth is, my husband wanted a wife, but he didn't want to be a husband. Kind of like when you want to be fit, but you don't actually want to be one of those exercisey people. And you want to eat dessert every night. Dessert is good, so are wives. Really, who wouldn't want a wife? Somebody tending to hearth and home, somebody society says should be loyal, faithful, and respectful to you. Shoot, I want a wife myself. I know the ideal is for men to reciprocate for women, but that's not the everyday reality, especially not the faithful part. Because we have an actual dictionary word for a husband's other woman. Right there between mistreat and mistrial lies the word mistress. Wives, however, don't have a word for our other man in the entire English language. I'm not advocating for us to have a cheat word. I'm just saying, us not having one declares, it's so unacceptable for a woman to do this, we ain't making a word for it, ma'am. Maybe our word could be mistress? Anyway, David leaving me was not tragic, nor was it unexpected. Neither was my retirement day. Except it actually was a pivotal day, marking a line in my life's sand. That morning, I got up, washed with my winter vanilla bean scented scrub, whipped the bonnet off my head, moisturized my platinum blonde kinks, and let them point wherever they pleased. I pulled, zipped, buttoned, and buckled my uniform into place. The light blue short-sleeved knit shirt bore the United States Postal Service logo, a white eagle on a darker blue square. How many times had I caught sight of this patch out of the corner of my eye and thought, "Is that a spot?" No, it's the eagle. I took one last look in my bathroom mirror and, mentally blocking out the bottles of beautifying potions strewn across my countertop, gave myself a once-over. Not bad for 59 and retired. Not bad at all. I'd beat the system a little by dyeing my short afro blonde before the gray could claim victory. My waistline was still present, aided by a standard-issue leather belt. Okay, the waist got exaggerated by the belt, but I was still glad to own one. That belt was the only sexy thing in my wardrobe, if one could count a black garrison belt as sexy. My fashion preferences and penchant for jewelry died soon after I started working for the government. What hadn't suffered was my smooth, barely wrinkled skin. It brought plenty of speculation from strangers. I could tell by their age-related questioning. "Do you have kids or grand?" I'd shake my head before they could finish, not offering an explanation. In my 30s and 40s, the question about children gut-punched me every time. David and I never had children. We couldn't. Actually, I couldn't. People need to mind their
Sample complete. Ready to continue?